Big difference.
Yeah. And I'm glad you pointed that out to me, because for the longest time I thought this was a cinch, and it's not.
It's your back. It's a, on most Western saddles, you're going to have two girths or cinches.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them don't have this back cinch or girth. They'll have the front one.
Mm-hmm.
English saddles don't ever have the back cinch or girth on it.
Okay. Which type of riding? I mean, obviously you like English riding, but
do
you think that's easier?
I do both. I grew up Western. I rode kids' rodeo, the whole thing, as a kid. As I got to be a young teenager, I had the opportunity to start riding English through some friends that had a stable, and they had a ex-military, a retired officer that had been a cavalryman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I had an opportunity that a lot of kids didn't have to ride with them. But after learning to ride English, I think it's a lot more difficult. I'll put it this way. I've seen a lot of people that can ride English that ride Western real well. The other way around, there are a lot of people that you see ride Western, you put them in an English saddle, and they cannot ride at all. You don't have a horn to hang on to. You don't have the swells of the on the front of the saddle on your
uh-huh.
pommel.
Well, people that ride Western shouldn't be using the pommel anyway. I mean, shouldn't be using the horn to hang on to anyway.
You know, there are a lot of people do. A lot of people do.
I mean, I would, because I'm a terrible rider, but...
Each type of riding has its own. When we go to work cattle up on a ranch in the mountains, I'm not going to ride an English saddle.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you need the horn.
Right, right. And likewise, you're more secure in your seat up in the mountains and working cattle. If you're going to try to throw a calf up on a saddle with you, you sure don't want it to be an English saddle. But likewise, if I'm going out riding to jump, Tom can answer that. I'm not going to ride a Western saddle because you get a horn right in your stomach.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So each riding has its own. And its own purpose, and you hear people argue about it back and forth, which is the best. There is no such best.
It's just personal.
It has, well, it's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
If I'm going out on a ride out in the desert for comfort, I'm going to go on an English saddle. I personally think they're a lot more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel more of a contact with the horse, because you don't have so much leather between you and the horse.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're going to be riding dressage, you need to have your legs to where you can give your signals and your movements to the horse so that they react to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think English riding is a lot harder to learn and to do it properly than Western riding.
Oh, okay. What is used to rope horses?
A rope.
Okay. And let's see. You're changing the topic a little bit. What do you use? What would you use in the backyard to carry dirt around?
A wheelbarrow.
Yeah, and a bag made out of a coarse material is called
gunny sack.
Uh huh. A boat with oars.
A canoe.
Okay. A lion tamer uses
a whip.
What would you use horseback riding?
Depends on what type of riding. If you're riding English, you would call it a crop.
Uh huh.
If you're riding Western, you can call it a whip.
Okay. What would you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife?
The whetstone?
Mm-hmm. What about something larger to sharpen an axe? You wouldn't hold it in your hand, of course.
A grinder.
Okay.
Okay.
If you're going to be sawing wood, what is the thing that holds up the wood?
Sawhorse.
Okay. How about something used in carpentry to saw boards on, to hold up boards?